Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We've tipped into summer and the farms of Maryland are sending all sorts of fabulous food to the markets. One of the more dramatic vegetables you'll find out there this time of year is rhubarb. The long, bright, crimson stalks of rhubarb look incredible, but the problem always is, what do you do with it? And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, I think there's more to rhubarb than just good old-fashioned rhubarb strawberry pie.
It's never been something I've been totally thrilled with. It's so bitter on its own, but it's interesting, and so therefore, done right, it can make some great things.
Well, I think if you can cook comfortably with lemon zest, you can cook comfortably with rhubarb.
Yeah,
because ideally, it's the bitter component in a dish, and you need other things to balance it.
Certainly,
I was out at a rhubarb farm this week, as it happens.
Nice,
and that's not all they grow. Of course, there's strawberries there. But we were out in the field, and I pulled a stalk of rhubarb up, and I just bit right into it. Just to see what it's like, in that manner. And it was good. It had a very clean, bitter flavor, but it's not as bitter as a lemon, that's for sure.
Right, not as sour. It's definitely bitter, though. And like you said, it's like celery-esque in a lot of ways, too.
In many ways, it is.
It's clean crunch.
Yeah, it does have a nice, clean crunch. And there's complexity and sophistication to the flavor, and a little bit of sugary sweetness in it. Not much, but a little bit.
Right.
I think one of the real problems with it is that it has a lot of long strings in it.
Right.
And you got to cut it
well,
up.
Well, getting the young version is more important. I see a lot of way more mature rhubarb than should be being picked out there. And that's really stringy and it's really bitter. So the
it
younger
is.
Ones are much better.
And so the younger ones are usually a lot smaller and thinner. And that's how you spot them. So the rhubarb, the key to it is recognizing that its flavor is way out of balance, and then trying to work backwards and fill out the flavors. And what it does need, of course, is some sort of sweetness.
Sure.
And rather than just pouring sugar on top of it, which is kind of
what people tend to do.
Yeah, but
me.
I think you can do better than that.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to use various fruits. Strawberries, because the season is coincidental.
Sure.
Rhubarb.
These ripe, very sweet strawberries right next to the rhubarb.
And those work very well. And we see a lot of basically pie-type recipes.
Mm-hmm,
We had, in essence, a rhubarb strawberry cobbler, which was delicious. I mean, absolutely delicious.
Uh-huh.
And when rhubarb is working well with its partner, it then... It takes this kind of bright, acidic role, and it blends well, because a lot of fruits really benefit from some acidity to them.
Yeah.
I think one of the other things I would do if I was cooking with rhubarb, I would probably use honey rather than sugar.
Sure. It's a great sweetener.
And I might work with cherries. Cherries come in toward the tail end of the rhubarb
season. Yeah, but they overlap
season.
A little bit.
They do, and I think that the flavor of cherries is very compatible with rhubarb.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I did a couple of years ago was I worked up a rhubarb recipe for a savory version of it.
Mm.
And this time around, what I've done is I put together a rhubarb chutney.
Okay.
Which is a real nice use for it, because a chutney, by definition, has to have a lot of balancing factors in
sure,
it.
Sure, and usually pretty tart and acidic.
Yes, and for my fruit, I'm choosing melon, because that's coming in season right now.
Sure.
And so a little bit of melon as being the supporting sugar source is going to be really nice. And I'll never forget Woodbury Kitchen's take on rhubarb ice cream, which was fabulous.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it was really fabulous.
Sure.
So I'm going to put the rhubarb chutney recipe on the website.
Perfect.
At WYPR.org. And we'll help the people go out and try it. So don't get into a rhubarb over this.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.